12 Marshmallows by It All Comes Back to Entrail. Read by Apple Sapling. Summary. Just teenagers being dumb together and having fun. Danny Fenton, also known to some as Phantom, will have been dead for 3 years by the time this happens. He will be standing on top of Sam's house roof along with Tucker, all of them enjoying the sunset while messing around like teenagers they are. Sam and Tucker will be wearing thick jackets to stave off the cold of nightfall, while Danny, with his ice core, will be in only a shirt and jeans, comfortable in the chill. They will be passing the time, waiting for the stars to come out to look at for a while, before going to bed. "Do you think I can fit 10 marshmallows in my mouth?" Danny will ask. "You are a menace to society," Sam will respond. "And a coward, do 20, Tucker will add. Because they will all be young and stupid and, at least for the moment, 3 or 4 is beyond completing a dare, they will go through with it. Danny will start taking the little fluffy sweet balls out of the bag, and Tucker will stop him after he has put 3 in his mouth. "My name is Tucker, it is only fitting I tuck." He will wink here, earning an eye roll from Sam. "The marshmallows into your mouth." They will all have a good enough relationship that these sorts of things will just happen. Tucker will shove, tuck, marshmallow after marshmallow into one of his partner's mouths. Despite acting exasperated, Sam will keep count. "And that makes 12, Sam will say, as Danny's overly full mouth accepts the next puffball. Before Tucker can get another one, he will be interrupted by a bright light. "Why did you transform?" he will ask Danny. Danny will only shake his head, unable to speak because of his still full mouth. "Wait, did you just... Tucker will start saying before folding over wheezing. He will wheeze so hard he won't be able to breathe, having to hold on to Danny to stay upright. Danny, for his part, will rapid spit all the marshmallows as he too falls into uncontrollable laughter, just barely managing to let out a breathy high-pitched "Yes!" in response. Sam will look at them both with a fake scowl, belied by the small smile she will not quite be able to contain, pulling the edge of her mouth upwards. Eventually, the boys will have calmed down enough to be able to talk again. "I don't know if you suffocated or what, but apparently, at 12 marshmallows, you die," Tucker will say. Upon hearing it out loud, the 3 of them will fold over laughing again, piling together to hold each other up. Around them, the long-since-finished sunset will have given way to the stars, shining above the frapple as they laugh.